Isabella Dymalovsky, thanks for talking with us at the Macedonian Language Program on SBS again. We want to find out what's happened since you approached the Shark Tank.
Well, since Shark Tank, a lot of amazing stuff has happened. So obviously we've been in Priceline for about a year and a half now, which is absolutely crazy. And we just launched in America this month, and we're working on different parts of Asia. And we've also released, I'd say, about 12 new products, 8 new nail polishes, and then the spa range, which consists of 3 face masks and an exfoliator, as well as the brush that goes with them.
Let's go back a few million paces. You're going at 100 miles an hour. Let's start with the Shark Tank. What did that yield for you?
So Shark Tank was absolutely crazy. Just around the time it happened, we gained so much media coverage. And although I didn't get any specific deals with the sharks, they offered to mentor me, which has been absolutely awesome. I've spent a bit of time with Janine Ellis, and just a few of them have just given me a lot of good advice, which has been awesome.
Now, Janine Ellis is from which company?
Boost Juice, the main company's retail zoo, but the sub-company is Boost Juice.
So what kind of insights into, you know, running a business did that give you?
Well, it was really cool because I did a 3-day work experience there over one of the holidays, and it was just a lot of marketing and digital and just figuring out a few different things and just sitting in on her meetings, which is absolutely priceless. It was awesome.
Your business distribution, your product distribution has really expanded, hasn't it? First of all, you started with Priceline. Are you still with Priceline?
Yeah, we're still with Priceline, but now we're definitely expanding. It's amazing to see where it's going.
How did the expansion into the Asian market happen?
Well, we're not quite there yet in the Asian market, but we've just been reaching out to a few contacts, a few distributors and stuff like that, and slowly, slowly it's getting there. So we hopefully should potentially send some product out to India in the next few weeks to a month or two, so that should be very exciting if that ends up going ahead.
Do you find that your product needs to be modified or changed when you consider selling to another country? Are there any modifications that you've been asked to make?
So far, no modifications, which is definitely a good sign. Obviously, altering the website for the different countries, but one of the main things definitely when we go into non-English-speaking parts of the world is changing the text on the bottles. So that's when we get to that, we'll see what happens there. But so far, not many problems, which has been great.
That's great. So what about the volume of your production? How do you handle that?
Well, it hasn't really been that crazy yet, so we haven't really had to handle any mass volumes yet, but we'll see when we get to it.
So what are your expectations at the moment?
I don't really have any expectations going into any of this. We just really see what happens, and if good stuff happens, yes. If not, well, we'll just have to figure out another way to approach it.
You obviously have taken steps to reach certain markets. What are your expectations?
Oh, well, for America, hopefully I just hope it works out, honestly, because we're just waiting for some feedback on that. And then hopefully expectations for Asia, just to try get as many places as possible and hopefully get it into Europe soon.
The world.
Yeah, hopefully.
So have you had any other ideas that you've wanted to work on, or is it just basically in the makeup? You're going to stick to the makeup?
Well, I think we're just going to stick to skincare.
Yep.
But I'm actually not sure. We'll probably expand our accessories, add a few new nail polishes. We're planning on adding maybe sunscreen, like a sun smart pack, considering Australia's so very high UV levels. But I don't know. We'll see what ideas pop up.
Aside from business, I mean, I know you're learning music. You play an instrument. What about some of your hobbies and how are they going?
My hobbies are going pretty well. I think my singing's going pretty decently and in a few school productions, which should be good. Yeah.
Now, let's see. You're in which year now?
I'm in year 10 going into year 11 for 2018.
You've chosen subjects. Yeah. Anything in particular that's standing out?
I'm really excited for all my subjects. I'm just doing English language. What am I doing? Methods, Spech, Music, Theatre Studies and 3-4 BizMan, which should be I'm excited about. So, yeah, hopefully do well in that one.
I suppose you could show them a few things.
We'll see.
I guess you'll go really well in your practical side of things.
Hopefully, but there's not much practical. It's a lot of theory, but I'm looking forward to it. It should be good.
And have you got any ideas about what you'd like to study? Are you considering going on to university?
I'll probably go to uni. I'm not really sure yet what I'll study, but we'll see what happens over the next few years. Yeah.
And how are you finding being placed right in the centre of town? You could call it the very centre of Melbourne, right at Federation Square at the moment. How is this? You've got a store set up right here. How's that going?
It's actually amazing. It's awesome being set up in the centre of Fed Square, in the centre of Melbourne, basically. It's just really cool because it's a really awesome environment at the moment. There's a lot of other different pop-up areas with like the Christmas tree and different booths set up, and it's been a really cool experience so far, and I'm ready for the next few days.
How did this pop-up come about?
Well, there's this program we use called Xero, and they choose 3 random small businesses every year to participate in this pop-up store, which is fully paid for and everything, when they do all the work for it, which is pretty awesome. And we got chosen for the Melbourne one this year, which is pretty cool. So yeah, that's how it came about, and yeah, it's been going for the second day, and 6 days. So
that's great. Now, how does it feel to have so much encouragement, support, and positive responses?
I think all the positive responses and all the support's absolutely amazing. I don't think I could do anything without all the encouragement and everything. It'd just be impossible. So it's amazing to have all that support. Yeah.
Now, recently, you were nominated for a category of young entrepreneurs, and that was in America. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, I actually didn't even know about it. One of my brother's friends was on their website, and they're like, hey, your sister's nominated for this. And so that was pretty cool. Tiger Beats 19 Under 19, one of the 5 entrepreneurs nominated for best or whatever, top 19 and entrepreneur, whatever it was. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, it was pretty cool to find out about that. That was pretty awesome.
That's right.
So whilst you're working in Australia trying to build up a business, the eyes of the world are upon you.
Yeah, it's pretty weird to think about, but it's pretty cool. Yeah.
And any immediate plans for Christmas and the new year?
Not really. Probably just sticking around Melbourne, just relaxing a bit. It's been a pretty hectic year, so it'll be good to have some downtime.
Isabella, thank you very much. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you too.